Hi, and welcome to the 26th episode of the Language Meanderings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about the 15th Add One challenge that has just started today, and I'm going to be working on my Russian for the next 90 days. If you bear with me a little bit, I'm going to try speaking in Russian. Привет всем! Меня зовут Джонатан. Сегодня первый день из Add One Challenge. И я буду изучать русский язык для 90 дня. И я могу сказать, что делаю. Я преподаватель английского языка. Я изучаю иностранные языки. И я играю пианино, я играю на гитаре, я играю на скрипке. И также я пишу музыку. Мне нравится читать книги и русские рассказы, например, рассказы Чехова, и это все для сейчас. So, I was trying to say that this is the first day of the Add One Challenge, and that I'm going to be studying Russian for the next 90 days. I can say that I'm an English teacher, that I like studying foreign languages, that I play the piano, I play the guitar, I play the violin. I like reading books, I like reading Russian stories, for example, Chekhov's short stories, and that's more or less what I feel comfortable being able to say in Russian for right now. So. In terms of my goals for the next 90 days, I'm going to try to study Russian for 1 hour each day for 5 days a week. That means I'm going to have to put in at least a half hour in the morning and or 15 minutes in the morning and then 15 minutes throughout the day to accumulate to get to an hour so that I can stay focused on reaching my goal to be able to have a rather fluent conversation in Russian at the end of the 90 days. And I'm going to try to focus on listening to different podcasts, creating vocabulary exercises so I can work on courses, for example, on Memrise. And I'm going to make sure to keep track of my speaking progress with YouTube videos, and from time to time talking about how the Russian is improving in this podcast. And I'm going to try to have talks whenever possible with some of my Russian contacts in either the Facebook group or the VK community. And I need to practice writing in Russian so that I don't just only focus on speaking, but that I can kind of reinforce the vocabulary that I'm working on by writing. I also need to work on reading, so I'm going to try to continue looking at some short stories in Russian and also news articles. Yeah, I need to work on my listening skills, my speaking skills, the reading and writing, and keep a variety in my routine on a daily basis. Make sure I do at least an hour each day, which doesn't seem like much, but with a busy schedule and taking care of the family and preparing lessons, an hour can kind of start to become difficult on certain days. So I need to make sure that I'm doing at least that much time in each day so I can reach the goals. And I also noticed that in my mastermind group, which is a very small group of three people that we kind of keep each other accountable. There is somebody learning French who is seems to be starting out in like a year one level in high school, and as there's another man who's studying Spanish, who's around my age. I'm gonna, with based on my experience with studying Spanish for 20 years and French for 18, and living in Paris for 6 years and living in Mexico City for the last seven, I'll be able to give them a lot of support and guidance, and be able to mentor with them with their Spanish and French studies. And it's great that the At One Challenge exists, because I see, for example, for this girl who is studying French in high school, 20 years ago when I was studying Spanish for the first time, the internet wasn't the way it is today. There weren't all of these language learning communities, so that people could be helping each other out and giving each other support, so that they could stay focused and stay motivated and really achieve a lot of progress in just 3 months. So it's great that these programs exist today, so that high school students and adults of all ages can really make a lot of progress in a relatively short amount of time. And what's really great about the community is the accountability, people giving each other support, giving each other comments and feedback, how they are speaking. And the example for Spanish learners, I'm able to listen to their day one, day zero videos and be able to kind of correct some of their vocabulary or their grammar. And it's very motivating to see how those people want to start learning the language or improve what they know so far. And it's really nice to be in a position that I can kind of help those people or point them in the right direction in terms of resources. Or being in Mexico, I can talk with native speakers here to either perhaps record their voice or get them to check somebody's pronunciation or their spelling, and to give additional feedback. So it's not just each individual in the community, but there's actually potential for many people to give people feedback on, for example, their YouTube videos, or if they're doing any writing practice on Italki, to, for example, use the Facebook group to tell people to take a look at their writing and to give them feedback. So I think it's really nice that the At One community exists. So thank you once again, Brian, for creating it. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to the podcast interview with Brian, please take a look at that. That was a week and a half ago. So if you are interested in taking English classes with me, or to hear more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINS international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Take care.